It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Well, most of you have probably heard that J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless suffered season-ending injuries on Sunday night. Both of them took to Twitter with a message for their fans. J.J. tweeted, "I can't sugarcoat it. I am devastated. All I want to do is be out there on that field for my teammates and this city. I'm sorry." Whitney tweeted, "Thank you for all your unwavering love and support. Your messages have been encouraging and inspirational, and I look forward to returning next season better and stronger than ever. Much love." Yes, we can't wait to see both of you back on the field 100% next season with your teammates. We'd love nothing better. Meanwhile, their teammates were out doing some good for the community. Kareem Jackson raising money for his first annual Dinner for a Difference. Texans players were serving DJ Reader. Check out this picture. I think the food looks amazing if DJ's expression is any indication. Kevin Johnson was also serving J-Jo. In the background, Kareem Jackson is signing autographs for fans. DJ Reader and Carlos Watkins were very busy handing out school supplies in backpacks at the Greenspoint Elementary School. Here is DJ Reader answering some questions. Maybe it's about dinosaurs or maybe not. Deshaun Watson's cleats are now on display at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He joined Fran Tarkenton as the only rookie with at least 250 yards passing, 4 touchdown passes, and 1 rushing touchdown in his game against the Titans. So only fitting that his cleats with the autograph and the date 10-1-17 would be in the Hall of Fame too. This past Sunday, DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller were scoring lots of touchdowns. Check out this celebratory pose that they both had after Fuller's touchdowns. Brian Peters always delivers with the one-liners. Here is Peters with Dylan Cole. He says, "If you're juiceless, you're useless." That really should be on a t-shirt. Chris Thompson, meanwhile, says, "I want it, I go get it." And Deshaun Watson posted this picture. He said, "You stay down and grind for long, it's going to show. Hashtag like Mike." And the emoji with the tongue. He does look like Michael Jordan there with that expression. All right, this next video needs no introduction. And I really just say that because I don't even know how to introduce it. Take a look for yourself. Brandon Dunn with that Friday feeling. DJ Reader took this video. It made it to Fox Sports Procast. Done with the dancing. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how can we possibly top that this week? Well, we're about to. It's time for our prime sport, Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Check out these side-by-side photos of Nick Martin and Will Fuller. From teammates at Notre Dame to here with the Texans, some things really never change. Notre Dame football agrees, tweeting, "Some bonds can never be broken." They're pretty smart for picking up on the similarity in photos, but hey, how about our fans who called it way earlier? They said this would be this week's Like of the Week, and they are absolutely right. Well, if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, or you even see the Like of the Week, hashtag it, and you might see it on here next week.